brought to the board level. I'll go through it at the end. And two were between that 150 to 200,000 level. The thing that this process gives us, it starts the documentation of these changes early. So we're not trying to figure out at the end of the job, you know, what happened with this. It does provide oversight by many different professional people and engineers throughout the process. It does involve a lot of paperwork. However, the review is done in a very expeditious manner. That C5 committee stays on top of it. And it provides, once we have that ATP approved, it gives some preliminary assurances to both the tollway and the contractor that this is the work that's required and this is what we expect to be paying for it. So we want to keep the job going. We do not want to delay the projects and incur additional costs, but at the same time, we don't want to be letting them go without any controls on them. And I really believe that this process has been very critical to the delivery of the CRP so far. Did I do something?
You did fine.
We've got a copy of it.
I want the last slide.
There is no last slide. We've got it here.
What I want to tell you, you have it? Okay, so what I want to tell you is the ones that came to the chair's level recently. And one was the repair of this road bridge that was damaged in a semi-hit. And that did result in a $550,000 extra work order. So Paula did sign off on that. And I did present it to the board last month, I believe, and you authorized approval of that work. We are going to get reimbursed by the third party's insurance company. And there were two other ones that were in the $150,000 to $200,000 range. One was for doing some work to locate utilities. It resulted in a $188,707 change to a contract. It's a project that involves some work that's on a crossroad, Illinois Route 22. And we are doing work on the tri-state. We had two pay items in the contract to begin with to handle these utility locations. However, when they were in the progress of implementing that construction improvement, the number of utility locates was growing well beyond what was included in the contract. So the construction manager said, I do not want to continue to utilize these two pay items because the number is so much different than what was contemplated at the time of bid. So I want you to perform this work for us on a time and material basis. We'll create a new pay item and I'll pay you that way. That did result in an $88,000 saving to us. So we're very, you know, these changes are critical and these changes can save the tollway a lot of money. The second one was a guardrail modification, actually several modifications that had to be made. It resulted in a $170,000, $354, and 68-cent change. This was for some work, I believe, that was on the tri-state, associated with the tri-state project. The project was advertised, bid, awarded, in progress. We were still evaluating these Midwest guardrail system standards, and throughout the life of the contract, we decided at the tollway to upgrade our guardrails to conform with those standards, and that resulted in some changes to a lot of the guardrail terminal sections. But now we have a project that's in full conformance with the latest standards, and we feel good about that.
Would others like to just have these as information items on the engineering part of the agenda in the committee when these have been signed?
Yep.
So they know what's happening?
I'm open to suggestions. It is included on the very last page of that monthly progress report. You'll see.
We get this from purchasing.
You get the report. It's not on the board agenda. I mean, either way, I just want to make sure that when I signed off on your behalf that you're aware.
All I would say, we get the same thing every month about who's the highest contractor. So, you know, unless a lot's happening in the month, we could quit getting that. I mean, that could come quarterly, or and we could, and then one month maybe we could get that. It doesn't need to happen every month, but
okay.
What's happened over the last 2 or 3 months? Because this document keeps giving us every month, but not that much happens between 1 month and the next
So like I mentioned, there were 11,000 over the past 5 years.
Right.
I only present in detail the ones above 200,000. I certainly can do the ones that are above 150. I mean, our construction activity is a lot lower. I want to also say I will make copies of these for all the board members. Our new chief of staff, Doug Kusha, he likes to see the actual flow process on a chart, and so we did accommodate his request, and I'm finding it very useful, and it may help you understand the process even better.
Well, legally, should the board be receiving like a quarterly report with 300 or 400 of these and accepting it, or are we...
I believe the policy, which can be changed, the policy provides that the board will be briefed and receive information about change orders that are approved below the $200,000 level. I think Paul was referring to that as that information is included in your monthly report.
Right.
The question, I think, was between 150 and the 200, where I sign on behalf of the board, do you want those highlighted in any way? If people are comfortable with the process and feel as if there's... we have them in the back of the book, but that's enough, that's fine.
Perhaps on the, if they're related to engineering as been described, it can be a non-agenda item that says for information purposes only, so when they get the agenda, they can see it. If there's any questions, you can raise it. If not,
okay, I think that'd be helpful.
Necessary.
And I only raise it because of a level of concern that people express to me about big construction projects. They always think the way that the evil happens is that we all approve it at a certain level and then there are changes later. And there's just this concern that there are not checks and balances and that we don't know somehow that this is happening. So I just want to make sure that everybody's comfortable that there is a process and there are levels of approval, very stringent levels of approval. And I guess the other question is if there are patterns that with certain companies or with certain kinds of projects, this happens continually. That's the other place where people are very suspicious that somehow there's something going on. So just to identify the places where there may be concern about scrutiny.
I'd like to ask one question just from the practical standpoint of making sure that our projects can move along as efficiently as possible. What role do you see the board having in those informational items on the agenda? Because by that time, in theory, would that be before they're signed off on that you'd want those to?
No,
just
post.
So it's
that's just informational that it occurred.
So
we've delegated that authority to the chair.
So as long as everybody's comfortable that the work may have already started on those change orders and they're being highlighted.
Well, we almost, train doesn't stop, that's why it's delegated to the chair, but it might be a good idea, at least initially, because the chair is new to the process, is maybe just an informational item, highlighting them for the next couple of months, then maybe it'd be quarterly or something, but I think that give you some comfort that we're also taking a look at them, so I think that's important.
Paul, I have just a question. So even those change orders and workers that are under 30,000 must still go through the C5 committee, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Every single one does. And I am signing off on every single one, too, right. Even though the process doesn't require it. I do it anyways. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
I think we can definitely address that.
Okay, last but not least, at the last, there has been a request to have a quick overview, I should say quick, you can take as much time as we need, sorry, Joe. Of our benefit time, basically vacation time, policies around vacation sick, other comp time or earned time. So we put together an overview. I hope we provided enough detail and
okay, well, the bad news is I have to greet everybody with thank you for being here, and it's afternoon time, so good afternoon. The content of this presentation is going to be, we're going to talk now about vacation time, sick time, and PTE, which is personal time earned. Some of those we'll be discussing how it's accrued or earned, how it's carried over, the balances, and if there's any payout, how that occurs. And lastly, we'll be going into some of the checks and balances that here the tollway has to make sure that everything is on an even keel. As this slide indicates, vacation time is accrued over the course of a year on a monthly basis, and it's always by completed years. So
first column, you'll see service time from 0 to 5 would be the first year you're here, or up to the fifth year if you've completed years. Your annual vacation days is 10, and it's earned at 6.66 hours per week. And likewise, down there where it's 15 to 19 years, you would earn 20 vacation days, which would be 4 weeks, and that's earned at 13.33 hours per week. Vacation time, I think there's, okay. It appears that somebody changed something on this, but we want to mention to you that for cash payout for vacation time, it's only made when the employee's death or resignation, separation, or termination. It's never done any other time besides when that occurs. Employees can carry over balance up to 2 years of accumulated time earned in a calendar year or upon their anniversary date if it pertains to some of the unions. We mirror exactly what the Illinois Administrative Code uses. Vacation time has to be taken within 24 months after the expiration of the calendar year in which such vacation was earned. If they don't, they would lose it then.
So in other words, if an employee didn't take a vacation for 2 years and they resigned, we would pay them cash for 20 days?
They would be paid, yes. Yes. They can carry it over, but they have to.
If they were here 3 years and resigned, they would only get paid for the 20 days?
They have to start within 24 months after the expiration of the calendar year when it was earned. It has to be used up.
Right, so they couldn't just accumulate 10, 12. Okay.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Okay, the next chart, this discusses the payout of vacation time upon, again, this is always upon termination of employment. Non-union and AFSCME, we basically mirror the exact same way. We're paid for unused vacation times that are earned through the last day of work, and it's calculated on the basis of completed calendar months. A couple of the other unions, MAP, Chapter 135 and 336, and Teamsters and SEIU are basically all the same. The employee is paid on a lump sum for eligible vacation not utilized. An employee is also paid on a prorated basis for vacation time earned but wasn't eligible to use until their next anniversary date, and that's the difference with the unions. And also I want to mention that SIU has a provision where there's no payout if the employee was discharged due to misappropriation of funds.
But in no case, after 24 months, that time is gone.
Yes,
sir. Even under contract.
Okay, sick time. Again, if there's any payout of sick time, it's always done upon the termination of the employment. Sick time is earned at a rate of 12 days per year, 1 day per month. Payout for sick hours is only initiated upon receiving a change of status. It's a workflow process that we have here, and I'll explain that a little bit later. What we pay out, same with according to the state pension code, which is only those unused sick hours earned between December 31st, 1983 and January 1st, 1998 are paid out at the rate of 50%. So you have, if you've earned it between those that time period, it's only paid out at 50%. And again, in accordance with the state pension code, any unused sick time that's earned prior to that December 31st, 83 year or after the January 1st, 98 can only be used for a service credit, so they do not receive any payment for it.
That's a service credit.
It can be put onto the time that you have here to increase your pension.
Okay.
And again, payout is at the employee's current rate. Here at the tollway, we've established personal time earned, which is similar to something that CMS uses. It's applicable only to grades 5 and above who are exempt from the Fair Labor Standard Act, and that's earned hour for hour. PT is any work over 40 hours in a week, and it's accrued an hour per hour basis, and it's capped at 80 hours. So once anybody in those grades have reached 80 hours, that's as far as it can go. Again, PT is not paid out upon termination of employment. The employee would just lose that time. Checks and balances. I don't know what just happened there. All right, checks and balances. Payroll and processing procedures. Payroll uses checklists. They use an Excel program to make sure that everything is figured out correctly. They have a payroll manager who reviews the process. And then there's a second review by the fiscal operations manager for any payouts. They also, again, as I mentioned earlier, we use a COS process, which is the electronic approval workflow system. That is an electronic workflow approval process where the information is entered in the computer system and it goes through different layers of approval. It goes to the manager, to their department chief, it'll then come to the chief of administration, and then finally to the executive director. So we have all those layers of approving for a COS. We also here at the POE, we utilize a Kronos timekeeping system, which is a biometric driven time system. In that system, you have to come to work, scan your ID, and then imprint your thumbprint. Here at the POE, nobody can enter their own time into the system. All time is reviewed by the employee, then it's reviewed by the timekeeper for that employee, it's reviewed by the supervisor, a manager, and eventually it's going to be okayed by the chief. And then we also have a payroll provides oversight for that system too. And also, lastly, we have an internal, we use internal and external audit oversights for all of these processes to ensure that no money is ever handed out to anybody other than what I've just explained to you. Anybody have any questions?
And this would apply for everyone from the executive director down to the
bottom. Yes, sir.
Very good.
Okay.
Prevents problems as others are experiencing.
Yes. Thank you.
And is there an annual report that goes to the board or the audit committee on the payouts that happen in a year?
That would be a good idea.
It would be a good idea. I don't know that that has happened traditionally, but we certainly can do that.
I think that might make sense.
Yeah.
So we know.
Yep.
Because one way we should think about and adjust the policies is by seeing how they actually get implemented and what happens. Okay, great.
Has the tollway also involved in the furlough program that the state, or are we exempt from that program?
We're not required to do it, and at this point in time, there hasn't been a need to implement that here. So, okay. Well, that's the end of my, I guess,
Tim or Durham.
No, oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Tim. We want to go back to Tim. Tim, he was out doing work earlier when I tried to introduce him. Busy at work, as always. So Tim is my new assistant. If any of you have, of course, you can reach me at any time, but any of your offices certainly can reach out to Tim as well for scheduling or other needs. He's available.
Tim, we always have to have a Loyola graduate on board.
Don't let him open up to that. Don't let them start pushing you around.
Director Cradle, did you have a comment?
No, I was going to ask her.
Oh, yes, thank you.
If I might, Madam Chair, I'd like to thank the Executive Director and all staff, our folks, where there she is, Angela and Rocco. Obviously, I can be a pain in the keister sometimes, and we had the mitigation situation up in North Chicago, and Rocco and Angela and staff came up and we had a public hearing with the city officials and with the community. They've been very good about educating people, and I appreciate that because it at least allows us to be responsive. And also the executive director and I drove around 50 miles yesterday, so she now knows where the proposed Route 53 would go, the 120 project, which we'll get a presentation on next month. And we spent a couple hours. She also visited the facilities in Lake County, and I know there's facilities all over the 13 counties or whatever it is, but I appreciate that, and I know it lets us know that there is sensitivity toward those of us who are in that northern end. So I appreciate you taking the time, and I hope you enjoyed the tour.
I did. The company in particular, Director.
Oh, boy, it's getting deep.
Yes. So,
Easter Company.
Right.
Okay, thank you. May we turn now to the consent agenda?
Yes.
Okay. Let's take 5.1, Information Technology. May I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Approved. 5.2, Finance, one item.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Approved. 5.3, Procurement. We can take all four of these together.
Motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Approved. Business Systems, 5.4, we can take both of these together.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Approved. Under Engineering, we'll take number one separately. Director Rolfe is recused.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That's been approved. Then we'll take 2-7 together.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That's approved. Number 8, Director Towns. Oh, I'm sorry. That's been deferred. Number 9, Director Rolfe is recused. May I hear a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That's been approved. We'll take 10 through 10 and 11.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That's been approved. Number 12 has been deferred. Number 13 has been deferred. Number 14, there's an addition that Director Rolf is also recused on this one. May I have a separate motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Good at this. Number 15?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That's been approved. And 5.6 is legal. I think we can take 1 through 3 together. All in favor? Second?
Second.
I'm sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Approved. All opposed? We're not so good at this. I'm sorry. Okay, that one's been approved. Number 4, Director Rolf. Referred to the next board meeting. And then we'll take 5 and 6 together.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That's been approved. And then finally, 7.1, the...
Motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That's been approved as well. Thank you very much. Any unfinished business? Any new business? Okay, we'll have a motion to go into executive session, after which we'll recess for a few minutes and then come back to executive session.
Could you state the...
The reason for it is pursuant to Section 211 of the Open Meetings Act to discuss the threat litigation.
That was exactly what I was going to say.
Thank you. Okay. We'll have a motion to adjourn the full board meeting then?
Do we have to approve this motion through?
Go into executive session.
Okay.
We don't have to adjourn the full board.
Okay, I'm sorry. So, motion to approve this executive session. Second? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. For those who are not joining this executive session, have a safe and fun 4th of July. Thank you very much for all your help in the meeting.